Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
And it is a Friday before a football game here in the nation's capital as the Washington football team, the reigning NFC East champions, will be opening up at FedEx against the Los Angeles Chargers. Joining us now, as she will all season long, is Julie Donaldson, Senior Vice President of Media and Content for the Washington football team, but also one of those voices you'll hear right here on 105.9 FM WMAL at game time, calling the game. Julie, welcome back. It's time. Game on.
I know. It feels like we just chatted the other day.
Right.
A lot went on in the off season, so time to get going again.
Let me ask you first, because we've been spending so much time this morning acknowledging the 20th anniversary of the events of September 11th. And the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins, of course, have a long history of their dedication to our nation's military. They have the most robust military outreach than any of the teams in the NFL. Is there anything special planned for this Sunday's game?
Yeah, you know, in all honesty, I wish I had all the details for you on that. But yes, we do plan to have something that's going to take place before the game. And of course, we love our military. We always honor our military. We have a game that's dedicated to just them. Mm-hmm. So it's something that it's wild to think it was 20 years ago. I'm sure every single person that remembers that day remembers every single thing about it.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible to forget. But yes, we love our military at the Washington football team, and we will make sure we honor them as best we can.
Good to know. So what should we expect from this team on Sunday? Give us your prognostication.
Well, that's the thing, you know, the starters, you know, during the preseason, they were out there. We got a new quarterback with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he's that guy that likes to take shots and try to go for those big plays. Added a lot of speed in the receivers and even in the secondary on defense as well. So hopefully you'll see this offense trying to get itself together. No points were scored in the preseason, which they say they're not too worried about. But, of course, we know we're going to have them get in the end zone in order to be able to manage the wins that we want this year. So we'll see how well the offense comes along. Usually it's a little slower to go. But we know that defense is going to come out probably picking right up where they left off. Chase Young's taking that next step. In the preseason, every game he was in, he made an impact early, and I think that's going to be huge because we're going up the rookie, offensive rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year, Chase Young, Justin Herbert's the quarterback. We'll see if he has his opportunities to go and get his better due on the QB.
So going into the game on Sunday, what can fans who are going to be there expect? Is there going to be any differences in kind of protocols related to COVID-19, anything that they can expect or anticipate?
Yeah, things are a little different. For one thing, you do have to take your mask because in PG County, you do have to wear your mask inside. And then what's a little bit different this year is we're really trying to make the parking, the entrance, a little bit better and easier and more friendly to those coming because we know it's a little bit of a challenge. We can only do so much, but we're really working on it. We relined everything, which should hopefully make it a little bit more seamless. But everything's ticket is paperless. So you have to make sure you download your tickets to your phone, download your parking app to your phone. There's no cash to buy anything there, so you have to make sure you have alternate payments, you know, when you do go there. But when you are at FedEx Field, you know, we have a new entertainment team that's really kind of electrifying. A lot of fun to be able to watch what they've done with that. We have a drum line that comes on out as well. We are redoing the band, so that will be back in a certain form. Not right now, but yeah. So it should hopefully get a win too.
Did I just hear you say that you're streamlining the entrance to the parking lot? Or you're
We're just trying to label things a lot a bit better.
Oh, okay.
If you put in on your phone where your parking pass is, GPS will take you right to that lot because a lot of times you have to enter on a certain particular road. And people might not get that, so it makes things backed up.
Well, and I got to tell you, it is a pain when you're driving up and somebody's supposed to be in the line for purple or orange, and then they try to cut all the way across all the lanes, and it's like, oh, that guy really annoys me. So if you can make that easier, that would be good, too. Could you do something about that, Julie, that guy I'm talking about?
We're trying.
Julie. Well, listen.
I hear you. I've been that, too. I'm like, wait, what do you mean I can't get there this way? Can't I just drive around? So just make sure you prep yourself before you get there. It'll be an easier process.
And if you can't get there, you'd be listening right here on 105.9 FM, your home for the Washington football team, WMAL, all season long. Julie, we'll be listening, and hopefully we'll be talking about a win on Monday. Thank you, Julie.
Yep. All right. Thanks.